Right now we go to the hotline and we welcome Kelvin Sampson, Houston head coach. Houston, a sixth seed coming in. They're taking on San Diego State out west. Coach, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, first off, it's got to be a weird juxtaposition where you play Cincinnati, you lose a very tough basketball game for the tournament championship, and then basically right after you guys go into your room, you watch the selection show, and even though the selection show was kind of a mess, you knew you were going somewhere, you just didn't know exactly where you were. So you go by that disappointment to this elation. How much of a weird day is it?
You know what? You just capped it off right there. I couldn't have said it better. It was, you know, we have a 3-point lead in that game with 55 seconds to go. 3-point lead. Their 5-man pops out and hits a heavily contested 3-point shot to tie it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we call timeout, got a chance to win it. Next thing you know, there's a foul call on an offensive rebound. So we go from the high of highs to the low of lows, and then, you know, they have a room set up for us on the 5th floor at the Orlando Magic's arena. We go upstairs, and, you know, we're upset, we're depressed, we're angry, we're all those things. And yet I've got to find a way to get my kids excited about being part of the greatest sports spectacle in the in sports in America today, which is NCAA tournament selection Sunday, supposed to be a celebration, right?
Yeah.
But you know, that was tough. Because, you know, you beat Central Florida, which is basically a home team, on Friday. We beat Wichita State on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're right there to beat Cincinnati on Sunday. And that was a tough one. I'm excited. I'm so thankful and blessed to have the team I have. I love my team. I love these kids. I'm so glad they get a chance to play another game. But, you know, tomorrow, obviously, it'll be a day off. 3 games in 3 days, especially the teams we played.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rock fight and a fist fight and a family feud all in one today in Wichita State yesterday. Our kids need some rest.
Kelvin Sampson joining us on the show. Well, you just mentioned it. What do you draw from those experiences? Because, I mean, gosh, you needed 33 from Rob Gray. You held Wichita State down. You came up just short today. What do you draw from that experience that's going to help you out on Thursday when you play at 7:20 Eastern?
You know, I'll go all the way back to December. You know, we beat some really good teams in non-conference. Arkansas, Providence. You know, those were tough teams, tough games. And I think that gave us confidence going into conference season because, you know, this is, we've got a lot of new guys. We've got a relatively young team. And, you know, teams have to go from hoping to thinking to knowing they can win. So when we first started, we were hoping, I think we were hoping we could win. And then once we got to December, we started winning some games. I think we can win. Then by the time we got to conference season, our kids knew they could win. And but that the experiences in those games in December, I think, helped us. But to answer your question, I think beating Wichita State twice, beating Cincinnati, having a chance to beat them a second time. You know, if you can play with those teams, you can play with just about anybody, I think.
Do you think this is going to be dumb to you? But tell me why your conference is underrated, because you got some really good teams there, and it seems that nobody really talks about it.
I just think it's a kind of a novelty conference right now. We just don't have our poles stuck in cement yet. You know, we don't have a lot of history, a lot of tradition. You know, we're kind of new money versus old money. You know, ACC, Big Ten. Pac-12, that's kind of an old money conferences, and we're kind of an upstart. I think we just have to keep plugging and win some games in March and maybe get a team in the Elite Eight, maybe a Final Four. And I think we have to earn that. I don't think we've earned it yet, but I think we're gaining on it. I think SMU... You know, when they had Shake Milton and Jarae Foster go down this year, I think that was certainly a tournament team. I think Johnny Dawkins had a team with Taco Fall, his son Aubrey. They went down with injury. I think we could have had a 5 or 6 bid league this year. You know, we were a good team. Cincinnati, Wichita State, those three teams were all not a lot of difference in those three teams this year. But I'm telling you, man, SMU and Central Florida were right there. Temple's good. I mean, Connecticut, you know, is going to get right back at it. Tubby's turned that thing around at Memphis. I think this is a great basketball conference. I really do.
Let me ask you something that's going to be way off the beaten path here. So I'm looking up to my right. I'm seeing the Cavaliers and Lakers in the NBA. Kevin Love releases a Players Tribune article earlier this week talking about what he's dealing with, depression, panic attacks. We saw that DeMar DeRozan was doing the same thing. I'm sure, not to name names, I'm sure you've had to deal with players over your years who have been going through some things. How do you reach a player personally while you're still being the head coach of a major college program?
You know, I think one of the things I like about college is that you get to be a part of their lives on a daily basis. You know, when let's take a high school kid that we just signed. You know, I'll see him in June. He'll be in summer school, and I get to touch him every day, either by phone, by text, by meeting with him, by seeing him, and just building a relationship. And when you build a relationship, they feel comfortable coming to your office. They feel comfortable coming into the building and stopping by to say hello. I just think that the greatest deterrent to having those kind of issues is build a relationship, man. If you don't want issues, then you better – If kids are going to have issues, you need to know about them. You know, I'll give you something we do as a staff. I think this helps us. It's not certainly not foolproof. There is no the human nature. There's no such thing as a given. But we assign each one of our assistant coaches 4 players to check on every day about something, whether it be academics, social adjustment, something. I try to touch those kids once or twice a week, whether it's in season or out of season, about something other than basketball. I think when they know that you care about them as a person, as a human being, and not just number 23, 11.2 points, 6 rebounds a game, you know, they feel a little bit better about themselves. And the easiest kids to motivate are the kids with the highest self-esteem, and that's what our jobs are, is to help these kids reach their goals and dreams. That's not Coach Beak. I'm not giving you a pet answer. That's what coaches' jobs are, not just to win games. You know, it helps you win games when you have great relationships, but if you're not in this business to help these kids, you shouldn't be in it.
Kelvin Sampson joining us on the show. Houston head coach, they're a 6th seed coming in. Couldn't agree with you more on that one. You got San Diego State coming up. What do you know about San Diego State right now?
I know they've won 9 in a row, and 2 of those wins were against Nevada, and one of them was a spanking. So that tells me they're really good. You know, I coached in the West. I was at Washington State, and I know that when you're in the West, you're a little bit, because of time zone, you're not as well known. But San Diego State, to me, when I think of San Diego State, I think of Steve Fisher and the program that he built. I know that the program he left was obviously really good. I mean, when you lose a legendary coach like Steve, and there's always going to be struggles early, but obviously they've done a great job winning 9 in a row, beating Nevada twice. I know they have their starters, all 5 starters in double figures, their senior guard at 28 against New Mexico. We just got back from Orlando, literally. I mean, we just got back. I'm still at the arena here at the University of Houston. So,
wow.
If you ask me in an hour, I'd give you a better answer because we're getting ready to go watch some film now.
Well, that's why I had to ask you, because I knew you had just gotten back. You can't know a ton about him right now unless you had him somewhere in the out of conference or something like that.
No, I did see him. I saw him beat Gonzaga early in the year, so I know they're really good.
Well, at least we got that, because it's got to be difficult for you guys because you just found out what it is. Do you have any idea, or is there anybody who helps you guys? Okay, well, depending on who we talk to, depending on what Joe Lunardi says or whatever, you could end up here playing there. Is there any sort of preparation for the tournament?
No, but we do have synergy, and every university has a capability of pulling up anybody in any of their games or all of their games off of synergy. So on my desk, I'll have an offensive edit, a defensive edit, a breakdown of each player's strengths and weaknesses. I'll have that probably in another hour. So we'll spend some time looking at it tonight. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm fried. We just had three games in 3 days. I don't know whether I'm on foot or horseback right now.
Well, I hope you find a way to get some sleep tonight, Coach. We thank you very much for the time. Good luck coming up on Thursday and throughout the tournament.
Okay, thanks, guys. Enjoy the madness.
Thank you very much. Kelvin Sampson joining us, Houston head basketball coach.